But I want to talk about how anxiety interferes with our prayer. If we have an anxious heart, how that will interfere and be a barrier, be an obstruction in our hearts. And so we're gonna look at a scripture here, and then we're going to do a little exercise, and we're going to deal with this, okay? So in Philippians 4:4, Paul starts out by saying, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." That's a little familiar, right? But here's the thing I want you guys to understand. Paul is writing this from a Roman prison. This wasn't when he was under house arrest. This was when he was in a Roman prison. It's near the end of his life. He writes the book of Philippians approximately 4 to 6 years before he's put to death. But the thing that you got to understand about a Roman prison, this isn't like a modern prison today where you get a nice comfortable bed and three meals a day. Roman prisons were made of stone and rock. They were cold and damp. You did not get a bed. You slept on the floor. But here's the best part. They didn't feed you. You were dependent on the good nature of your friends and relatives and the people in that community to bring you food. If no one brought you food, you starved to death and you died in prison. Believe it or not, it is still that way in certain parts of the world today. In Senegal, it's that way in Senegal. If you go to prison in Senegal, they won't feed you. Your family has to bring you food. They figure you're in prison. Why should we feed you? All right, so Paul is dependent on the goodness of others. We see that in the book of Philippians because Epaphroditus comes to visit him. He gives thanks that Epaphroditus has come and brought him supply. And so we see him bringing money and other provision to Paul. So Paul's sitting in prison. He hasn't slept on a bed in weeks or months. He's dependent on the good nature of other people to bring him food. Now let me read this to you again with that picture in mind. "Rejoice in the Lord always, for I am in prison. I say it again, rejoice, for I am hungry. Let your gentleness be evident to all, as there are prison guards around me and those who want to kill me. The Lord is near, but I'm behind bars. Do not be anxious about anything. I'm about to be put to death. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your minds in Christ Jesus while I'm in jail." Kind of sobering when we get the full perspective of it, isn't it? And he continues, he says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." I want to jump over to verse 12 for just a second. I'm going to do an exercise. Verse 12, he says, "I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every and any situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Christ Jesus who strengthens me." But he's in jail when he writes about being content. Now here's the thing about being anxious. You see, when he was in jail, he's writing about this peace that transcends all understanding, being gentle and kind to the people that are wanting to kill him and holding him in prison. But here's the thing about being anxious. There is no anxious thing in Jesus. Jesus is fully in control and fully sovereign over everything, every situation, every condition, every single thing that we will come across in life, Jesus is sovereign over. Jesus operates outside of time, so he's never concerned about time. And every situation that might come against us, including the devil himself, Jesus has already had victory over. And so there is no anxious thing in Jesus. He cannot be anxious over anything or for anything. So when I get anxious, and then I try to come to a place of worship or come to a place of prayer, here's Jesus, and he's not capable of being anxious. My anxiousness rubs up against him as an offense. My anxiousness is rooted in a lie. My anxiousness is rooted in some lie that the devil has told me, that there is something beyond my control that I should therefore be worried about because maybe Jesus missed it. And so if I try to come to a place of worship or if I try to come to a place of prayer with anxiousness in my heart, it's like sandpaper up against Jesus. Because it's not him, it's not his character, it's not his nature, and it's not his truth and his promises for us. So as we prepare for times of worship and times of prayer, we have to deal with our anxiousness. And that's what we're going to do right now. I'm going to take you through a little exercise that you can do anytime, at home, wherever you need to do this. Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes. Just begin to become aware of Jesus' presence. I'm going to read these verses to you again, then we're going to go through real slow. He says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things." So now, just for a minute here, I want you to think about what is true. What is absolutely, positively true? What is noble? What is absolutely noble? Whatever is right, what is absolutely right? What is pure? What is lovely? What is admirable? What is excellent? What is praiseworthy? Those are trick questions, weren't they? Because the answer to every one of them is Jesus. Now, stay where you are. Keep your eyes closed. Think about the thing that is making you anxious or stressing you out today, the last couple of days, this past week. What are the things that are stressing you out, causing you to be anxious? Now I want you to picture Jesus on the cross. Hanging on the cross. And I want you to take that thing that's been making you anxious or stressing you out, and I want you to come and to lay it at the foot of the cross, right at the base of the cross. And now look up into the face of Jesus. Look right into the face of Jesus and let his glory shine down on you. Just stare, Jesus. Just stare at him. Look into his face. Now look down again at that thing that was stressing you out or making you anxious. How does it compare to looking into the face of Jesus? and now tell Jesus, this thing that's been stressing me out and causing me to be anxious, Lord, it's yours. You're sovereign over it. I give it to you. Look back up into the face of Jesus again. Now you are ready to enter a time of prayer or worship. Amen.